This is the Dinner Party Download from APM. Subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, time to eavesdrop.
Annie Spence has spent much of her life in the library, first as a ravenous reader, and for the last 10 years as a librarian in and around the Midwest. This month, she publishes her debut book called Dear Fahrenheit 451.
It's a collection of letters written to the books in her life, the ones she loves, the ones she despises, and the ones that fall somewhere in between. Today we overhear her read a missive to one of the latter.
Dear Anna Karenina by Leo Tolstoy. Dear Anna Karenina, I feel like I don't even know you. Maybe that's why I find it so difficult to say, I've been seeing someone else. Geez, I'm sorry. I know I've led you on. I asked my friends about you. I checked you out more than once. You came home with me. You stayed for a month. But while you were on my coffee table, looking so earnest and so very long, Eleanor and Park by Rainbow Rowell was in my bed. And then some Megan Abbott mysteries. Then Dolly Parton's autobiography. Twice.
Tonight, get ready for a season unlike anything you've ever seen before.
I tried, I really did. Once I even picked you up and held you. I kept you on my lap while I watched The Bachelor.
Everything has led to this moment.
So that I could prove to America that if you don't give up on love, eventually you'll find it.
And you made me feel better, like I wasn't just some faceless citizen of Bachelor Nation. I read Russian literature, I thought to myself. I'm just smugly observing this show until the next commercial, when I will begin my scholarly analysis. But then, I kept watching, through after the final rose. Just 3 hours.
I'm Chris Harrison. Good night, everybody.
Anna, I don't have one unkind word to say about you. Because I haven't read you. Perhaps it's just not our time. There will come a day, probably, when I get a hankering for a bleak 864-page novel translated from Russian. But until that day, back to the shelves you go. I tried to look up goodbye in Russian, but it's really hard to spell, so just goodbye, Annie.
Writer and librarian Annie Spence, reading from her new book, Dear Fahrenheit 451. You'll find another of her pieces at dinnerpartydownload.org. It's a slightly scandalous love letter to Judy Blume's novel, Forever.
I'm blushing already.